Researchers at Penn State compared 8 oil and gas wastewaters or brines, waste soybean oil, and commercial dust suppressants to see how well they controlled particle pollution on simulated patches of road. The brines varied widely in performance. One did nearly as well as commercial options, while some did worse than no treatment at all. That's likely because of differences in chemistry, says Nathaniel Warner, who led the peer-reviewed study. He says it's important to be able to weigh the risks and benefits of the practice.
We really need to understand how well you've suppressed the dust so we can then see, okay, based on the concentrations in the dust, what impact would that have to people's health?
Previous research from Penn State found brine can hold radioactive and carcinogenic materials that can threaten people's health. The Pennsylvania Independent Oil and Gas Association, which supports allowing brine to treat roads, says townships have responsibly and safely done so with minimal impact to the environment. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.